Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Chris Bechet, the founder and CEO of Smarter AI, a groundbreaking enablement software platform for AI cameras. Chris, thanks so much for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me. It's my pleasure to be here.
Yeah, good to have you with us. Thanks for your time and looking forward to hearing more about Smarter AI. So for starters, if you would, tell us a little bit about Smarter AI and what actually inspired you to start this company.
Sure. Well, Smarter AI is a software platform for AI cameras. So we like to say that Smarter AI is to cameras as Android or iOS are to phones. And, you know, I first got inspired to start Smarter AI about 10 years ago. I was involved with a little Canadian company called BlackBerry on a project called the BlackBerry Smartphone Project. And so I saw how quickly first Apple with the iPhone and then later Google with Android following in the footsteps of Apple, I saw how quickly they were able to disrupt the mobile phone market. And so about 4 years ago, when I decided to start Smarter AI, the reason was because I thought that what had happened in the phone market about 10 years earlier was about to happen in the camera market. And so what happened in the phone market for not sure the age demographics of the audience, but I imagine that a lot of the audience will remember this, but maybe some of you won't. So let me tell you about it. About 10 years ago, we were all walking around with our Ericsson phones, our Motorola flip phones, our Nokias, and our Blackberries. And then thanks to a couple of key enabling technologies, smartphones became possible. And companies like first Apple and later Google with Android were able to figure out the product market fit. In other words, you know, how to make a popular smartphone. And once those guys figured out the product market fit, you know, the market share shifted very, very quickly. And so about 4 years ago, I had the idea that in the same way that there were all these legacy phones 10 years ago, that the world was full of legacy cameras. So cameras that record video and store it on a disc, or maybe, you know, play the video on a screen. But even though there's a lot of valuable data in that video, most of it wasn't getting analyzed, you know, because none of us has the time to go and look at all the, you know, all the video that's recorded by our cameras, and none of us have the time to sit in front of a computer screen all day and look at it. But thanks to a couple of enabling technologies, I thought that AI cameras would soon be possible. So in other words, cameras that instead of we as people having to, you know, search and watch all the video, with an AI camera, the camera understands what's happening around it, and it can let us know when something important or interesting happens. And I thought that because of certain enabling technologies, AI cameras would soon be possible. And in the same way that that Google had the Android operating system and Apple had the iOS operating system, which enabled their smartphones, you know, I saw a need for a software platform to enable all of these AI cameras. And so that is, you know, that's where I got the inspiration, and that's what I set out to do about 4 years ago.
Well, impressive that you saw a need in the space. You were paying attention enough to fill the gap there. Excellent. Good stuff. Now, AI has undoubtedly revolutionized various industries, including surveillance and security. However, you know, with the rise of AI cameras, concern about privacy has also emerged. How does Smarter AI address these privacy concerns while harnessing the power of artificial intelligence?
So, privacy is indeed a crucial aspect that needs to be carefully considered when deploying AI cameras. And at Smarter AI, of course, we are committed to something called privacy by design. So in other words, instead of building our products and then going back and figuring out how to keep data private, data privacy is one of the, one of the key upfront design principles for our product. And our platform enables state-of-the-art privacy-enhancing technologies, such as edge processing and on-device analytics, to minimize data exposure. So in other words, instead of taking all of the video and all of the other data from a camera and sending it back to our servers or somewhere else in the cloud for analytics, with Edge AI, we're able to do a lot of this analysis on the camera. And so whatever data is captured by that camera, including potentially personal data, that data never actually leaves the camera. In addition, we provide some tools and some controls for our customers, which empower them to define access permissions to data and enable their own data governance policies.
Really do appreciate the details there, and no surprise that you're all over it when it comes to the privacy concerns, for sure. Now, as the founder and CEO of Smarter AI, you are at the forefront of entrepreneurship in the AI industry. What inspired you to start this venture, and what unique challenges did you face in building and scaling a company focused on AI enablement?
Yeah, so as I touched on earlier, I was inspired by smartphones. I played a very small role in the smartphone revolution, and if I think back to about 10 years ago, I had a BlackBerry, I had a Motorola, I had all these these legacy phones, and I probably used my phone maybe 5 hours a day. I'd send a couple of text messages, a couple of phone calls, and that would be it. And now with my smartphone, I'm probably using my smartphone 5 hours a day, not 5 minutes a day. And that's because my smartphone is so much more useful than what I had before that. And so I was inspired by the opportunity to do the same thing for cameras that that happened in phones 10 years ago. So in other words, to make cameras so much more useful by enabling them with artificial intelligence. I think you also asked about challenges. Probably the biggest challenge in our business has been keeping up with demand. So we've seen demand from customers in all different industries, all over the world. And one of the toughest things to do, for me personally, and I think probably for a lot of entrepreneurs in general, it's very hard for us to say no. It's very tempting to chase all of these opportunities that come our way. One of our challenges has been exactly that, to say no to anything that's outside of our current and short-term strategic focus.
Really appreciate the visit and introducing Smarter AI to the audience. We're speaking with Chris Pache, the founder and CEO of Smarter AI, a groundbreaking enablement software platform for AI cameras. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, also, AI cameras have already proven their value in numerous applications, from enhancing security to improving public safety. Looking ahead, what do you envision for the future of AI cameras, and how do you think they will continue to impact our lives?
The future of AI cameras is incredibly promising. We anticipate a continued proliferation of AI camera deployments across many different sectors. In the realm of public safety, AI cameras can play a crucial role in preventing and mitigating crimes, ensuring safer public spaces, and even aiding law enforcement agencies in their investigations. In addition, though, AI cameras hold potential for optimizing industrial processes, improving traffic management, and even enhancing customer experiences through personalized services. To unlock all of this potential, we need to continue advancements in real-time analytics and edge computing to enable the cameras to process and interpret the data more efficiently. We should expect that AI models will become more sophisticated, more capable of detecting complex events, recognizing people, and extracting valuable insights with greater accuracy. However, as we touched on earlier, it's going to be vital to strike a balance between leveraging the benefit of AI cameras and respecting personal data privacy and ensuring that appropriate technologies are used responsibly and transparently.
Now, in regards to advice, I'm sure listeners would love to hear from you in these regards. What advice would you give to entrepreneurs who are interested in building AI-powered products or services?
Going back to what we discussed a few minutes ago, my advice would be to start small and focus on solving a very specific problem. One of the exciting things about AI, for me and for many others, is that it can potentially be applied to innumerable problems or to optimize innumerable processes. But as an entrepreneur, what's that expression? As an entrepreneur, it's important to identify a specific problem and to figure out how to solve that problem better than anybody else. So that would be my first piece of advice. My second piece of advice, of course, would be to surround yourself with a strong team. In the real estate business, they have the expression location, location, location. And in technology, it's all about people and team, right? So focus on a small problem to get started, and surround yourself with the best team that you can.
Sound advice coming from you, and really do appreciate that. As we conclude, how do you envision AI shaping society for the next generation, and what are the potential benefits and challenges that would come with that?
Yeah. So, in terms of benefits, there's a lot of them, but to highlight a few, increased efficiency. So just, taking repetitive tasks and automating them and getting them done a lot faster. Healthcare, I think, is something that's really, really exciting. I think in terms of healthcare, AI has number one, the potential to do a much better job of helping us to manage our health and to get ahead of, potential health problems before they become serious. And also, I think AI has the potential to really democratize healthcare, to get the best quality healthcare in the hands of, every person in the world, not just, those that can afford the most expensive insurance. Education, I think AI is going to have a huge impact on education. I think, AI is going to give us the ability to personalize, education according to, individual needs and according to the speed at which different people learn. And then lastly, smart cities or smarter cities. I think AI has the potential to help our city governments to allocate resources, manage energy consumption, transportation systems, basically to do a much more efficient job of managing our cities. In terms of in terms of challenges, I think there's a couple that stand out to me. You know, one that you asked about earlier is around ethics and data privacy, right? So that's certainly something where the government needs to needs to step up and play a role. But anytime in recent history when there's been new technologies, there's always been a role for the government to play in terms of regulating those technologies and setting boundaries to effectively balance the benefits from the potential downsides. Another challenge that sticks out to me though is job displacement. So if you think about it, all of these tasks that can be automated, whether it's in terms of healthcare or education or city management, all these tasks can be automated, or all these tasks where the efficiency can be dramatically improved through the use of AI, that's going to give us the opportunity to take people that are currently employed in some of those roles that are going to be replaced by AI, and to find new roles and new jobs for those people in society.
Well, Mr. Pichet, we really do appreciate your time, all the insight and information shared. Certainly learned a lot hearing from you today on behalf of Smarter AI. And speaking of which, if listeners wanted to get more information on Smarter AI, where is the best place online to do so?
Our website, smarterai.camera.
And that certainly is easy enough, and we'll include that link within the show notes of this broadcast to aid the audience. Again, Mr. Pichet, all the best. Thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks again for having me.
And you're more than welcome anytime. Again, we've been speaking with Chris Pichet, the founder and CEO of Smarter AI, a groundbreaking enablement software platform for AI cameras. And for all the details, visit smarterai.camera. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.